it's a special day for Crystal Palace fans, for the club, for English football. It's the year of the underdogs. Leicester winning the league, which is incredible for everyone. Even if you asked me a month ago, I would say no, they ain't going to win it. But at the end of the day, I don't know how they have managed to do it. And now we are going to be the second underdogs in a year, which is going to be beautiful, isn't it? So we have a chance to do it. Let's get out there, play our football, and win it.
And will this be your last game for Palace or not?
I don't know. Yeah, you know me. I take everything as normal. Let me play the final. We take it from there and see what happens. At the moment, you know, as I told you, I'm not under any pressure. I don't have any game to prove myself, to show who I am. I just have to help the team to win the final.
Would you like to stay? Has it been good for you here?
Yeah, because just late, it was only 5 months. I didn't have a time. I was not playing for almost a year. Coming here, it was not easy, but I think I have shows at some point, at some stage, I have shown how good I am, and some moment I struggle. It's kind of normal. I'm a human being. I'm not a robot. So yeah, I think now we're just going to play this final. Hopefully we'll win it. Take some drinks, go back home on a holiday and see what happens next.
Is that part of the frustration, do you feel, that, Emmanuel, that you feel you probably haven't done yourself justice in the 5 months you've been here?
I cannot say I haven't done myself justice, because obviously I haven't played for a year. So to get the fitness, especially in this Premier League, is quite hard. And I have done everything. Whenever I have a chance to play, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, start the game, I always give my best. I give it a go, so I have nothing to regret.
And in terms of the FA Cup final, we know how huge it is internationally, worldwide, Africa, Togo. Just how big will this FA Cup final be?
Oh, for my country, it's huge already. Everyone start calling me, testing me. You have to bring the cup home. I say, if you win, I'm going to take the cup and go to Togo. It should be beautiful, isn't it? But at the end of the day, you know, like today, everything is worldwide now. They got the connection. There's internet. They can watch it on their laptop, and they can watch it on their screen. Or just because I'm in there, I'm definitely sure they're going to put it on the national TV. So it's a huge day for myself and for my country, and especially for my continent. And let me get out there. A lot of Congolese as well will be praying for us to win because of Yala. A lot of Senegalese will be watching it because of Papa Suarez. So I think we got all Africans behind us. So let's get out there, enjoy ourselves, and hopefully we can win it.